जा बिहारी गोपी जन वाला भागे वादारी गोपी जन वाला भागे वादारी यशोद नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोद नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वाला भागे वादारी गोपी जन वाला भागे वादारी यशोद नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना 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 यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वाला भागे वादारी गोपी जन वाला भागे वादारी Sura Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda 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 Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Charja Astutara Shuta Shri Shimad His Divine Grace Shuddha A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shuddha Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Charja Astutara Shuddha Shri Shimad His Divine Grace Shuddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the Samo devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Samo devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Samo devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nastapraeshu abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11. Chapters entitled The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes, text number 13. Actually, yeah. Samskara yacha vichinaha. Samskara yatra vichinaha. Sa dvijo jo jagada yam. Sa dvijo jo jagada yam. Ija Ija Jayana Dhanani Ija Jana Dhanani Vihitani Dvijanmana Vihitani Dvijanmana Janma karma vadatanam. Janma karma vadatanam. Krihascha shrama choditaha. Krihascha shrama choditaha. Samskara yacha vichinaha. Sadvijo jo jagadayam. Ijadhyayana dhanani. Vihitani dvijanmanam. Janma karma vadatanam. Kriyascha srama choditaha. Samskara yatra vichinaha. Sadvijo jo jagadayam. Ija dhyayana dhanani vihitani dvijanmanam janma karma vadatanam krihascha srama choditaha. Please chant. Samskara vichu chantanyam Sadvi jojo jagadiyam Ijyadjayana dhanani Vihitani tvijanmanam Janma karma vadatanam Kriyascha srama choditaha. Samskara vita vichana. Sadvi jojo jagadiyam. Ijadjayana dhanani. Vihitani dvijanmanam Janma karma vadatanam Kriyascha srama choditaha. samskara yatra vichitna sadri jojo jagariyam ija jayana dhanani vihitani dvijanmana janma karma vadatana Vaishnavis, samskara yatra vichitina, sadri jojo jagadiyam, idya jayana dhanani. Vihitani trijanmana janma karma vadatanam kriyascha swamachoditaha. Samskaraha, reformatory processes. Yatra, wherein? Do we need a translation? Up sub inglesi samaste? Anyone need a translation? Up translation chahiye? Anuwad chahiye? Sub TK inglesi? Tik. Yatra, wherein? Avichinaha, without interruption, without interruption. Please repeat after me. Saha, such a person. Dvijajaha, twice born. Ajaha, Lord Brahma. Jagada, sanctioned. Yam, who? Ija, worshipping. Adhyayana, studies of the Vedas. Dhanani, and charity. Vihitani, prescribed. Dvijanmanam, of persons who are called twice born. Janma, by birth, karma, and activities, avadatanam, who are purified, kriyaha, activities, cha, also, ashramachoditaha, recommended for the four ashrams. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Those who have been reformed by the Garbhodhana ceremony and other prescribed reformatory methods performed with Vedic mantras and without interruption and who have been approved by Lord Brahma are dvijas or twice born. Such brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, purified by their family traditions and by their behavior, should worship the Lord, study the Vedas, and give charity. In this system, they should follow the principles of the four ashrams, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Please repeat after me. Those who have been reformed by the Garbhodhana ceremony and other prescribed reformatory methods performed with Vedic mantras and without interruption and who have been approved by Lord Brahma are dvijas or twice born. Such brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, purified by their family traditions and by their behavior should worship the Lord, study the Vedas, and give charity. In this system, they should follow the principles of the four ashrams, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Purport. After giving a general list of 30 qualifications for one's behavior, Narada Muni now describes the principles of the four varnas and four ashrams. A human being must be trained in the above-mentioned 30 qualities. Otherwise, he is not even a human being. Then, among such qualified persons, the varnashram process should be introduced. In the varnashram system, the first ceremony for purification is garbhadhana, which is performed with mantras at the time of sex for propagating a good child. One who uses sex life not for sensual pleasures, but only to beget children according to the reformatory method, is also accepted as a brahmachari. One should not waste semen on sensual pleasure, violating the principles of Vedic life. Restraint in sex is possible, however, only when the populace is trained in the above-mentioned 30 qualities. Otherwise, it is not possible. Even if one is born in a family of dvijas or twice born, if they have not followed the reformatory process, he is called a dvija bandhu, not one of the twice born, but a friend of the twice born. The whole purpose of this system is to create good population. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, when women are polluted, the populace is Varna Sankara, and when the Varna Sankara population increases, the situation of the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, all the Vedic literatures strongly warn against creating Varna Sankara population. When there is Varna Sankara population, the people cannot be properly controlled for peace and prosperity, regardless of great legislative assemblies, parliaments, and similar bodies. Samskara icha vichinnaha sadvijo jo jagadayam ijan jayana danani vihitani dvijan manam janma karma vadatanam kriyas chasrama choditaha. Silent mode for phones would be very helpful. Thank you. Om Jnana Tremandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesha Shunyavari Paschacharde Shatarane Vancha Kaupatubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gurumukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram Hare Krishna. So today we're reading from the 7th canto, the 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter is entitled Perfect Society, Four Social Classes, text number 13. And before I begin to speak, I'd like to take the blessings of all senior devotees, all the devotees present, especially His Grace Apurva Prabhu, my Shiksha Guru, His good wife, and all the devotees that are present. Please give me your blessings. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So today's verse, we're going to discuss an introduction to Varnashram Dharma. And in today's verse are mentioned three very important activities that all members of the Varnashram system should do. That is Ija. They should worship the Supreme Lord. This Svadhyaya. They should study the Vedas. And also Danani. They should offer charity. So these three very important topics we'll discuss with the mercy of Krishna, and then we'll conclude with discussing the goal of the Varnashram system. So before we begin, let us briefly review this chapter. So we're hearing Narada Muni is discussing with King Yudhisthira, and in the previous verse, we're hearing 30 items of knowledge, tis gyan cheez hai. This 30 items of knowledge that all members of the human society are expected to cultivate and be educated in. I won't read them all, but just to give you an idea, Narada Muni explained to King Yudhisthira that these are the general principles to be followed by all human beings: truthfulness, mercy, austerity, observing fasts on certain days of the month, bathing twice a day, tolerance, discrimination between right and wrong, control of the mind, control of the senses, non-violence, celibacy, charity, reading of scripture, simplicity, satisfaction, rendering service to saintly persons, gradually taking leave of unnecessary engagements, observing the futility of the unnecessary activities of human society, remaining silent and grave and avoiding unnecessary talk, considering whether one is the body or the soul, distributing food equally to all living entities, both men and animals, seeing every soul, especially in the human form, as a part of the Supreme Lord, hearing about the activities and instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a shelter of the saintly persons, chanting about these activities and instructions, always remembering these activities and instructions, trying to render service, performing worship, offering obeisances, becoming a servant, becoming a friend, and surrendering one's whole self. O King Yudhisthira, these 30 qualifications must be acquired in the human form of life. Simply by acquiring these qualifications, one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So we're very fortunate because these qualifications are very exalted. They're very high qualifications. But Srila Prabhupada has given us this process that by coming in the association of devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki, that everything inauspicious in the heart, Abhadreshu, will gradually be vanquished, and these good qualities will naturally manifest in the heart of a person becoming a devotee. Therefore, this process of Harinam Sankirtan is given in this age of Kali. Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan Asti Hyeko Mahan Gunan Kirtana Dyeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Vrajet, that by engaging in this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all these good qualities can develop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So these 30 qualities are preliminary before we come to the Varnashram system. So we should strive to develop these qualities. And then when we come to the Varnashram system, then we take up these four varnas and these four ashrams. So let us discuss today's verse. The first line, samskara yacha vichinnanaha. So samskara. Samskara means a reformatory process. The first samskar in the Varnashram system is called Garbhodhan Samskar, in which the parents, they chant particular mantras in order to attract a particular jiva or soul to come and take residence in the womb of the mother. First the semen of the father, and then in the womb of the mother. So this Garbhodhan Samskar is very, very important. Prabhupada emphasizes it in the purport. So he says certain mantras should be chanted. So there are Vedic mantras to be chanted at the time of conception, Garbhodhan Samskara, that will attract a good spiritually minded child. In addition to these Vedic mantras, Srila Prabhupada advised the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he said that all parents should chant 50 rounds, pachas, 50 rounds on mala of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra before conception. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Another very important samskar is called Upanayana, which means diksha, to take initiation. The translation actually means to come closer to guru through this to this samskar, upanayana samskar. So only after taking this upanayana samskar is one considered dvija, or twice born. When we are born, we're born of biological mother and father. That is our first birth. But when we take initiation, diksha, that is our second birth, upanayana, and that is called twice born. There are two animals that are also twice born. Does anyone know what they are? The first is the bird, pakshi. So the bird, the mother gives birth to an egg. And then that is the first birth. And then the baby bird, tweet, 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 breaks out of that egg. That is second birth. Also snakes, sarp, snake, they also give birth first in egg form. And then the baby snakes, they come out of that egg. That is second birth. But the important is the human form of life, because only the human form of life, atato brahma jigyasya, we can inquire about the absolute truth. Who am I? Who is Krishna? What is my relationship with Krishna? Why do I have to die? What happens when I die? And how can I go back to the spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead? So this upanayana samskar is very, very important. So that's samskara yacha vichinaha. Sa dvijo jo jagadayam. So these people undergoing this samskar of upanayana, they're called dvija. And they also need the blessings of Lord Brahma, who is aja. He's unborn because he's born from lotus flower. So Lord Brahma is the senior most devotee. He's the first person in the whole universe. He chanted the Brahma Samhita prayers. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So he's the senior most Vaishnava. He knows who is Krishna. So anyone taking diksha, they need the blessings of Lord Brahma. He's the senior most personality. Anyone getting upanayana. Then the next line, ija jayana danani. Ija. Ija means to worship. The Supreme Lord should be worshipped. Even Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita declares, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matasarvam pravartate itimat vabhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. He says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Matasarvam pravartate. Everything is coming from me. Iti matva, those at matva, those that know this, bhajante mam, they do ija, they worship me. Bhajante mam, buddha bhava samanvataha. They have good intelligence. They worship me with all their heart. So this worship should be done by everyone in the varnashram system. All of us should do this ija, this worship. And Srimad Bhagavatam declares the most important form of worship in Kali Yuga. Krishna Varnyam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. That Krishna himself has come in Kali Yuga as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's Tusha Akrishna. He's not blackish, but he's a beautiful golden complexion. Suvarna Ranga. Very beautiful golden color. Sangopangastra Parshadam. He comes with his associates. He comes with his weapons, his beauty, and this Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Yajanti hi sumedha saha. that those who are sumedhasaha, su means very much, su, Superman, sumedhasaha, those who are very, very intelligent, yajanti, they will worship Krishna through this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Harinam Sankirtan. And therefore, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami himself declares, Tasmad Sankirtanan Vishnor Jagad Mangalam Amhasam Mahatam Apikoravya Vidyaikantika Nishkritam. Therefore, Tasmad Sankirtan Vishnor, do this Sankirtan of Vishnu, do this chanting of the holy names, Jagad Mangalam Amhasam. Jagad means universe, like we have Jagannath, Lord of the universe. And this Harinam Sankirtan is Jagad Mangalam, the most auspicious thing in the entire universe. Jagatam Mangalam, Mahatam Apikoravya. Even if we do the greatest Amhasam, Mahatam Amhasam, the greatest pop, the greatest sin, Vidyai Kantika Niskritam, Vidi, you should know that this is the greatest Amhasam, the greatest Prayachitya. By performing Harinam Sankirtan, all of our pop in our previous lifetimes will be destroyed. All of our pop in this lifetime will be destroyed. And we will develop love for Krishna through this chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna! Hare So this is Ija, this is worship. We should perform Harinam Sankirtan, as well as the nine other processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Hearing and chanting and remembering Vishnu, worshipping the Lord, offering puja, offering prayers, and doing service to the Lord's lotus feet, and becoming the friend of the Lord, the servant of the Lord, and surrendering everything to the Lord. So this is Ija. Then Adhyayana. Adhyayana means to study Vedic literatures, to understand Bhagavad Gita, study Srimad Bhagavatam, study Chaitanya Charitamrita, study Ramayana, study Mahabharata, Itihasas, Puranas, and Upanishads. In this way, we will become purified by knowledge. And it's written in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shunvatam Swa Kitam Krishnam Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidantasto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam, that one who gains a taste for hearing the messages of the scriptures, Vidunoti Suritsatam, Vidunoti means cleanse. Krishna will personally come and cleanse like a sweeper, like a bungee, all the dirt in our heart. So Krishna is so kind that he will personally take the role of a bungee in order to clean our heart. If we just develop a desire to adhyayana, to study the Vedic literatures. So this is a very important aspect. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, my books are not just for selling, they are also for reading. So we should study these books. It would be very, very beneficial for us, and also distribute these books for others. It would be good for us, it would be good for others also. Especially, this is our duty. We are born in Bharatvarsh, and even those of us in ISKCON is born in ISKCON is like an extended Bharatvarsh. It's like Srila Prabhupada said, every ISKCON center would... Mataji, could you please come forward a little bit? Make some space. Thank you very much. Bharata bhumate hoi manusya janma jahar janma sartaka kari para upakar. That our duty is to make our lives successful by becoming Krishna conscious, or Tora Aye, or Tora Age, or Lokayenge. There's more people coming. This is very wonderful. I'm so happy to see such nice audience of devotees on Sunday for Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you. Please come and join us every week. Give us your valuable association. Thank you very much. So this brings us to the third topic, which is dānāni, which is giving in charity. So everyone in the Varnashram system should give in charity. Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says charity is in the three modes of material nature. Charity in tamagun is when you give to the wrong person who will misuse those funds. What if you give to a person on the street some money and he buys some alcohol? Then this is wrong use of funds. It's charity in tamagun. And what if you, tamagun, then next is rajagun. If you give charity in rajagun, one of the symptoms is you want to give, but you want the credit. You want everyone to know, yes, I have given, and everyone should appreciate me. So this is also in rajagun. So when we give charity, we should give without desiring anything in return. We should not desire any credit, nor should we desire, well, I'm giving charity now in this life, so next life I'll get charity, someone will give me. It's not a business deal. We want to just give charity without any ulterior motive. And this is charity in the mode of goodness. We should give to the right person, in the right time, in the right place, in the right circumstance. And the best use of charity is to use charity for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. We can give charity to Mandir for Jagannath Aradhana, Sri Sri Radha Govinda Seva, and also for spreading the glories of Radha Govinda all over the world. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he had a book fund, and people would give charity for book fund for publishing books and distributing books. So this is the best form of charity. Because Krishna consciousness is the only solution in this world. Otherwise, punarjanma, that abrahma bhuvana loke punar arvartino juna, mam upecha tu kanteya punarjanma navidyate. We're just taking birth in this material world, sometimes in the heavenly planets, sometimes in the hellish planets, millions and millions of births, punarjanma, punarjanma, and every birth suffering, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, disease, and old age. But only Krishna consciousness is the solution for this. Through this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We can go back home, back to Godhead. So these are three very important activities that everyone in the Varnashram system should perform. This ija, this worship, this jayana, this study of Vedic literatures, and dānāni, this giving of charity. Vihitāni dvijan manam. So these three things are prescribed for everyone. Just like the doctor is giving you a prescription when you go to the doctor's office. So you go to the chemist, you go to the pharmacy, and you give the prescription, and the pharmacist will give you the medicine that the doctor prescribed. So here the medicine that is being prescribed is ija, ajayana, and dānāni. And I also would like to add that the topmost dānāni, the topmost charity that one can give someone is this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should be enthusiastic in our chanting to set an example for others. Yad yad archarati shreshtas tatta devataro janaha Sayat pramanam kurute, lokastad anuvartate. Whatever example a leader sets, other people will follow. So we should be leaders. We should be enthusiastic in this chanting and give this chanting to others. That will be very much beneficial. Janma karma vadadi tam. Depending on one's birth and on karma, their activities, one is placed in the varnashram system as a brahmana, a kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. Now, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the Supreme Court judge. Supreme Court judge has a son. And does the son automatically become a Supreme Court judge just because his father is a Supreme Court judge? No. He has to go to school. He has to go to college. He has to study law. He has to pass the law exams and be appointed as a Supreme Court judge. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvanya maya shristam guna karma vibhagashaha tasya kartram apimam vidya kartram avyayam. He says, according to Chaturvanya, these four varnas, brahmachari, grihastha, sannyas, and varnaprastha, and these four ashrams, those are the ashrams, the four varnas are grihastha, are brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, and shudra. So according to guna, karma, vibhaga, shaha, according to the guna, the qualities, and according to the karma, the activities, then these four varnas and four ashrams are designated for individuals. Tasya kartram apimam vidya kartram avyayam. Krishna says, even though I created this system, I am not party to this system. So a Supreme Court judge may have a son, but unless that son has the guna and the karma, the qualities and the work, that son will not become a Supreme Court judge. Is that clear? Yes. Then why in this shlok is the word janma? The word janma is listed. Janma karma vadaditam. Vadatanam. Because if a Supreme Court judge has a son, does the son have an advantage to become a Supreme Court judge over someone who was born in the family of, say, a musician, or someone who's born in the family of a shop owner? Because he's seen his father his whole life doing the activities of the Supreme Court judge. His father is expert. His father can also help to train him. When I was in high school, my mother was a biology teacher. She taught biology. So when I had to appear for my biology exams, my mother tutored me. She helped me to study. And I got 96% on the biology exam, which was quite good, by the mercy of my mother. Because she tutored me very nicely. And because she was expert in biology, I was also able to gain that. Not automatically, I also had to study, but because she was expert in that, she could help me. So similarly, if one is born in a particular family of brahmanas or vaishyas or kshatriyas, the family members can help train the children in order to develop those qualities. So most important is guna and karma, the qualities and activities. And the janma also is a factor that can be considered. Kriyas chasrama choditaha. Those who are taking part in the varnashram system, they should also participate in the spiritual orders, which is the brahmachari, the grihastha, the varnaprastha, and the sannyas. So this chapter, chapter 11, is called The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes. And we hear about brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras. And the next chapter, chapter 12, is called The Perfect Society, Four Spiritual Classes. And there we will hear about the brahmachari, the grihastha, the vanaprastha, and the sannyasi. So in conclusion, we understand the Varnashram system is there with the goal to elevate every person to understand Jivera Srupahoy Krishnera Nityadas, that we're all eternally servants of Krishna. Naham Vipra, Naha Shudro, Naham Sannyasi. I am not a Vanaprastha, I'm not a Grahastha, I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a Brahmana. I am Gopi Bartor Padakamalayor Das Das Anudasaha. I'm eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. So this can be best understood by going through the Varnashram system and practicing this Ija, this worship of the Supreme Lord, this Jayana, this study of the Vedic literatures, and this Danani, this participation in acts of charity. Thus, the Varnashram system is necessary to elevate society to the spiritual platform. We should encourage samskars, especially this Garbhodhan samskar, that will help us have good children and good members of our society. We should give good upbringing to our children because the janma is also important. As family members, we can inculcate this culture of Krishna consciousness in our children. The children of today will be the leaders of tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Apurva Prabhu.
You mentioned in the beginning of your class about the Garbhodhan samskaras and different mantras and samskaras to be followed in that. And can you say more about that? Because I only understood about the chanting 50 rounds.
Thank you for your nice question. Did everyone hear his question? I'll repeat it. Prabhu is asking for more details regarding the mantras for the Garbhodhan samskars, correct? So there is a book, Narada Pancharatrika Pradeep, that provides information about samskars. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he also prepared a book about samskars. And between these two books, a book called Samskars was also compiled in ISKCON. So one time, I was in a grahastha's home, staying, the grahastha had gone to Europe or something, and I was staying in their home. No one else was there. And I found one piece of paper with mantras for Garbhodhan Samskar. And in this mantra, as I remember, the husband sits behind the wife and placing the hand on the wife chants mantra, something like, to the best of my recollection, that may you have a wonderful son who will be spiritually inclined and help us in Krishna consciousness. That's just a paraphrase, but that is one of these Vedic mantras in regarding that. I'm sure Google will reveal more.
My second question is, you mentioned near the end of your class about janma as being very important, or
relevant.
But you didn't talk more. You didn't talk about that. So janma means birth.
Yes, janma means birth. So sometimes smarter Brahmins, they claim that one can only be a Brahmana if one is born in a Brahmin family. So that is not true. Actually, in Kali Yuga, everyone is born a Shudra. Kalo Kaler Shudra Sambhava. Everyone in Kali Yuga is born a Shudra. Then how are we having a Varnashram system? It is through training. like Srila Prabhupada is training everyone in ISKCON to have the capacity to come to the brahminical platform, which means the duties and the activities of the Brahman. Shamodamas tapashocham shantir arjavam evacha gyanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma swabhavajam. At the Brahma, Shamos, he's very peaceful. Tapahas, he does austerity. Shocham, he's very pure. Shantir, he's very tolerant. Arjavam, he's religious. Jnana Vijnanam, he has knowledge, he has realization. Astikyam, he's participating, he's developing these qualities of a Brahmana. So it's not by birth that one develops the qualities of a Brahman. It's by training. As we mentioned before, the Supreme Court judge's son does not become a Supreme Court judge just by birth, just because his father is a judge. It's by training, because he's gone to school, he studied for his exams. But janma is also relevant because his father can help him train. His father can guide him throughout his life, like my mother, the biology teacher, she helped me. So janma has some relevance. But the primary factor is the training, and that training develops through guna and karma. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for such a nice class. My question is, Prabhupada writes in the purport that after describing 30 qualities, Narada Muni describes a Varna Ashrama, and Prabhupada writes in purport that these 30 qualities make a person a human, and this Varna Ashrama is for humans. And we also hear that Prabhupada says that my half of mission is not completed. The Varna Ashrama is for them who is not able to fully dedicate their life for devotional service. So is it looks like a Varna Ashrama for a person who has these qualities? And we also say the person to get these qualities, the person need to perform devotional service. So my question is, for whom the Varna Ashrama is there?
My understanding from Srila Prabhupada's behavior, his example, his words, that he wanted Varna Ashrama for the whole society, that they may not come to the standard of these 30 qualities developed in full. However, our educational system should be designed to include training in these 80 qualities. But Varna Ashram system will also help elevate people who have not fully developed these 30 qualities to spiritual life. So Varna Ashram is for everyone, whether they fully develop these 30 qualities or not. That is my understanding from Srila Prabhupada's instructions. This will be helpful. Varnaprastha. Varnashram is helpful. It's favorable for devotional service. Rupa Goswami, he said, anything favorable, we should accept. Anything unfavorable, we should reject. And Varnashram is favorable for the society at large to come to Krishna consciousness. Does that answer your question, Prabhu?
You said it will help.
Yeah.
So for all category of society, Varna Ashrama. But here it is the mention that it is for human, and human who has these qualities. So is it talking about the perfection of a Varna Ashrama? And
yeah, this is an ideal system, maybe generations from now, where ISKCON devotees, after the third generation, fourth generation, they develop these qualities in full. I even sitting here on Vyasasan, I cannot say I've developed these 30 qualities in full. So it will take time. So in an ideal state, that is the situation. But even before that ideal state comes, Varnashram is beneficial for development of human society. Varnashram system includes samskars. It's not just four varnas and four ashrams. Varnashram includes these samskars, Garbhadan samskar, Upanayana samskar, so many samskars are there, Sannyas samskar. Then this is also helpful in society. If everyone would perform a pakka Garbhadan samskara, then we would have very good progeny in our society. As it stands now, we have Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara means those children that are born without Garbhodhan Samskar. They're demoniac. And we see so much crime, so much drug abuse, so much violence in society. The society is being spoiled by these bad children, Varna Sankara. So by having this Varnashram system, even instituting now, if even one thing, if everyone took up Pakka Garbhodhan Samskar, this would give us better quality children and we would have a better quality society. Does that answer your question? That's very good. Okay, so I'd like to express my gratitude to all the devotees for coming this morning and giving us your valuable association. Thank you so much for your kindness. Please come and give us your association again and again. May aap sab bod abari hai. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tagore Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.